This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And a bit of girl dad time yesterday for me. Yes, in the afternoon, the Mavericks played their first game in the Suncorp Super Netball. They were pitted against the Vixens, so the new Melbourne derby. Amy Pimenta is the captain of our Mavs. She's in the studio for Hyundai. The Hyundai Staria load van fits in everything. Amy, well done getting it underway and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah, it was a very exciting afternoon and, yeah, such a privilege to be a part of.
So with all the work that's gone on and the waiting to get to that afternoon, what was the build-up like for you?
Unreal. I just think we felt the support from so many so quickly, which has been awesome. I know SEN, the Mavericks, have put so much emphasis on getting the community involved, getting corporates involved, and to have them all there yesterday and to feel the buzz around the stadium and the excitement was really, really special.
Did you have a feel on how you would perform? Sort of the unknowable almost.
Yeah, it was very unknown. And, you know, we have had a few changes to our lineup recently, which means we're still definitely putting combinations together and growing and growing every week. So, you know, a few unknowns, but the Vixens are a very established lineup and have had girls playing together for years and years. So it was a good hit out and to come so close. And, you know, I think we lost by 6 or 7 in the end. You know, obviously disappointing not to get that win, but yeah, pretty happy with a lot of things.
It was a whisker away in the second half from becoming a thriller. There was a 5 to 7 goal threshold that you could never quite get the right side of. Did it feel that way out on the court?
Oh, absolutely. And in Super Netball, there's 2-point shots at the end of every quarter for 5 minutes. So it really means that any margin under 10 is not a done deal. Like, there is definitely always that chance that you'll get back in, especially we've got Eleanor Caldwell, an international, English international, who can shoot from literally anywhere. So with her on your side, it's never over, but unfortunately just couldn't get it over the line yesterday.
How quick is the review?
About to head there right now.
Yes, yeah. So immediately after the game, what sort of front of mind?
Yeah, so we had a beautiful friends and family sort of evening, which was really special to get everyone together, especially because we have so many interstate girls and a lot of families did travel for the first game. So that was really nice. But then this morning, straight back into clips and we've got review at 12 o'clock. So yeah, we get pretty quickly back onto track.
What's your gut feeling around where the margins were yesterday, where the deficiencies might have been?
Oh, I think it was literally just that breakdown in connection, and I think that's only going to continue to grow. You know, it's a long season ahead and I think we have so much potential. We've got a lot of girls who haven't had an opportunity like this to play 60-minute games, to play a full season, and I think part of that is going to mean enormous growth for a lot of the girls.
Part of watching the Vixens is also they're studded with diamonds, aren't they? So they're a well-drilled, well-established team. They're an interesting team to benchmark against first up.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're very known, though, and I think that's where Mavericks have sort of a bit of an unfair advantage. We are so unknown, got really exciting young talent, and I think that sort of sets us apart from the rest. They don't know what they're going to get. So I think throughout the season, I think that's going to put us in really good stead.
8,250 odds there is music in the background while the game was being played. So we're going to push the boundaries a bit and see where netball can get to. What did you think of the out on court? Were you able to take in what was going on?
Oh, I loved it. And I think that is exactly the direction netball needs to go in. I know there are probably a few conservative netball fans who weren't hugely excited by the music playing during the quarters. But if you look at the basketball and the entertainment product that is, I think that, you know, SEN is so well drilled at at that with the Wildcats, and I think that that's a really exciting entertainment factor that can come into netball and will, I think, unfortunately push the more traditionalist out of their happy place. But bring it on, I say.
The Palmy Army. Do you know the members of the Palmy Army?
Oh, absolutely. My nearest and dearest. They were all there yesterday, very were. Proud of themselves with their T-shirts.
They were good fun to come across in the stands. So now on the road. Our next home game's the 27th, isn't it? So on the road next week.
Yep, on the road to Sydney, my hometown. So hopefully the Palmy Army will be back for round two. But yeah, I think it'll be a very good challenge. You know, to have two of probably the favourites of this season up first and second absolutely pushes us to start performing from the get-go. I think the Swifts are an incredibly well-drilled and successful lineup and have had maybe 7 of their 10 players in the team for 5 years now. So very connected and a very strong lineup. But I think it's a great challenge. And now we've sort of got that first one out the way, I think all the nerves are gone and we're just ready to crack in.
Does Ellie Cardwell have a bit of staff factor to her?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She can honestly shoot from everywhere. She is so exciting to watch and just like, she makes it look easy.
The strategy around that, so with the 5 minutes to go in each quarter when it becomes the two goals from the white arc, how much strategy goes into what you take and what you don't take in those minutes?
Oh, it's, you know, similar to the basketball. It's all about, you know, risk versus reward. And, yeah. You know, do you want to risk getting two up or potentially missing that and then being four down if the other team can convert two? So it is a bit of a tricky one. I think it definitely adds a level of excitement. But, yeah, it can be a bit risky in those tense moments. Don't want to put the shooters under too much pressure there.
Hyundai are great sponsors of this program. Our Carlton interviews are there. You're a partner with Hyundai as well, Amy, or they're a partner of yours?
Yes, have just started driving a Tucson from Hyundai and I love it. If you see a Mavericks Hyundai driving around, come say hi, that's probably me. But yeah, they've been absolutely amazing and such incredible supporters of netball and women's sports. So really excited to have them on board.
Yes, and their support's right there across the sporting landscape, men's and women's alike, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they just get it. You know, it's about supporting the athlete in any way they can, and to have that support of a vehicle just takes such a financial load off women's sport. So I think we can't thank them enough. And yeah, we're really excited to see what else we can do. We've been talking about a carpool karaoke or something like that. So there's some fun stuff ahead, I think.
Enjoy the week. Good luck. Hit the Hyundai now and better not make you late to the room. You. Well done.
Thanks so much for having
See
me.
What